Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now, 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pals Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Can I call you? I can. Let's see. May I call you? Can is able. May is permission. Do you mind, Jennifer and Victoria, if I refer to you as my pals?
Absolutely
as my
not.
Friends. Pals. I think sometimes the reference to pals is masculine, not feminine. How many of would
so
you call?
My dad calls me.
Your pal? Your, calls you pal.
My dad calls me as his pet name. How you
his
doing,
pal? Pal. How you doing, pal? Well, he does that. He said that to me, too. So I guess we're in good company in that way.
Yeah.
Are you, any of your female friends, Victoria, call you a pal? Are you a pal of all those girls?
I'll
that are
call
in
you
your...
my pal, Victoria.
Yeah. I tend to say it kind of jokingly with my guy friends. I'll be like, hey, pal, what's up? You know,
hey,
like,
pal.
I kind of say it that way. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of
is
what's
pal
up.
Short for something?
Pal Amoni. Well, depending on how you take it. All right, so in a moment, we're going to spend the rest of the half hour, actually, with John Bolton. This is unusual for this program in many different ways, because normally I don't have a lot of guests on the program with the ladies. But because this is controversial and because he's high profile and because we've had lots to say about him, I thought we would say yes to the people who called from Simon & Schuster and wanted us to talk to him. So, John Bolton up next here on the DJV program.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
What is an easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime? The answer right after this message.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime is around barge tie-ups. Why? Because they offer a place for bait fish to take cover, breaks from the current, and shade. Throw a Ned rig, jig it up and down, and wait for the strike. To learn more, check us out on Drawing the Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mott.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mott and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
10 past or so here on the DJV program. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and John Bolton joins us, the author of the book, The Room Where It Happened, and it goes on. It's a White House memoir. I would say to you, Mr. Bolton, that we don't know you other than the information that comes from various news sources and from your own appearances on programs, and you've been around for a long time, had a lot of public service. And so I have a couple of different questions that sort of bring us into the book. But before we get started, Jennifer Horn is here, and I thought she would be the one, because we are represented by the right, the left, and the middle here. And Jennifer is sort of on the right. So I thought it would be
sort
good
of.
For her. Well, you know,
hi, Ambassador. Yeah. How are you?
Yes, yeah.
Hi, how are you? Nice to speak with you.
Well, I think I'm kind of maybe one of the few who haven't really sided up in all of this. I am, just in full disclosure, a Trump supporter. I'll still vote for the president, but I have to say I've always respected you and your work. I felt great when you were brought into the administration, and probably my foreign policy would line up more with yours than it does with President Trump's. But I've heard a lot of people ask you about why you took the job. Obviously, you live a life of service, and so when your government calls on you, you do that. But why do you think the president actually called on you? Because both of your philosophies when it comes to foreign policy are so totally different from each other. I scratched my head going, wow, how is this going to work? Clearly, it didn't work out so well. But why do you think you were called on to begin with?
Well, the I describe in the book, The Room Where It Happened, in the first chapter, really how I got to the job over a period of time. And I had a number of conversations with Donald Trump and others in his entourage. And the president said several times as we discussed issues, you know, I've watched you on Fox News for years. You sound, sitting in front of him in Mar-a-Lago or up at Trump Tower, you sound just like you do on Fox News. So I've been accused of a lot of things over the years. I've never been accused of being shy about my views. In the meetings I had with him right up until March of 2018, when he did offer me the job, we went over issues like Iran, Iraq, North Korea, China, and Russia, really adding to what he had seen of what I'd said on Fox News and in op-eds and radio programs over the years. So I don't think it was any secret what my views were, and the fact that he offered me the job was an indication to me that that we had plenty of things in common that would allow us to work together. And I did think I could make a contribution. It's an honor to be asked, that's for sure. And you know, in the early days, one of the first things that happened was that the president was able to do what he said in the 2016 campaign he wanted to do, which was get out of the Iran nuclear deal. He had been trying for 14 months at the beginning of his administration and been frustrated by some of his own advisors. And I came in, and 30 days later, because he wasn't being frustrated anymore, we were able to get that done. So that's why I think the sort of the narrative of the book over the 17-month period shows that what I concluded unhappily was, to disagree a little bit with your characterization, I don't think the president has a philosophy when it comes to national security. I don't think he's a conservative.
Do you think that's a bad? Do you think that's a bad thing?
Because
here's the reason I voted for him, and I can only put words into, I think, a lot of people who have voiced support for the president. It was something different, because what Republicans were doing for a long time was not working. There was not a lot of coalescing behind certain ideals between Democrats and Republicans. So you have a guy, and you've heard this before, who's an outsider who comes in and he shakes things up and he tries something different. Is that bad? I mean, do you think, how impactful is that going to be, and why do you think it's a threat to us long term?
Well, I'm not saying he's a squishy liberal Democrat either. I'm saying he doesn't have a philosophy. It's not the way he thinks. He's not grounded in philosophy or grand strategy or policy. He's grounded in Donald Trump. And what I saw, and I lay this out in The Room Where It Happened repeatedly, where he would come to decisions on national security issues, typically in these cases decisions that I largely agreed with, but he'd come to them because he feared the consequences of basically a revolt among Republicans on the Hill if he did something different. So once he is freed from the electoral constraint of having to get reelected if he wins in November, and that political guardrail comes off, he's not tethered by a philosophy that I think anyone can discern. I think he will then look at the Trump legacy, and who knows, that's a 4-year long period of uncertainty for us. Now, I've said in response to questions, I'm not voting for Joe Biden by any stretch of the imagination. This is a very unhappy election for conservatives. I'm going to spend my time politically working to help keep a Republican majority in the Senate. I think that's the most important thing at this stage, whether Trump wins or loses.
So we're talking to John Bolton, who's the author of The Room Where It Happened, obviously the reference to the room where the call was made. I got to hand it to you, sir. Getting 500 and some odd pages out of that, I think is pretty astounding and quite the accomplishment. Before I ask my question, Victoria Keelan has something for you. So go ahead, Victoria.
Hi, Ambassador Bolton. My question is coming from the left. Were you surprised by or were you prepared for the sort of, I don't want to say backlash, but you've gotten some guff from people on the left condemning you for not testifying during the impeachment and sort of saving it for the book. Were you anticipating that would happen?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I've been criticized by the left for a long time, so it's hard for them to get past that. But what I was concerned about at the time was the mismanagement of the impeachment process by the advocates of impeachment. In the book, I call it impeachment malpractice. There is a pattern for how you successfully go through impeachment. It was one followed during the Watergate crisis when Richard Nixon, he wasn't convicted by the Senate, but he was forced to resign because Democrats like Sam Ervin and Republicans like Howard Baker worked together. The impeachment process as initiated in the House was bitterly partisan. It guaranteed a partisan result in the Senate, and I'm convinced that whatever I had to say on the subject, even if I had testified, would have gotten lost in the shuffle. I don't think it would have had any impact given the bitterly partisan nature of the entire affair.
One of the things that I find interesting, we refer to you as a hawk often. I'm going to use the word in a different context because it seems that the president has helped you a lot hawk the book. You were out to sell the book and everybody understand. I mean, when you get right down to brass tacks, you haven't needed so much publicity as many of the people who write books like this do because the president has been so visibly, I don't know if he's shaken. You can't have been surprised by his reaction, but are you surprised how much it's helped you? I'm figuring that you're doing okay selling this book as, you know, he continues to rail against you like he does with people he doesn't like. Is there any surprise in that for you?
Well, not really, and I don't understand. This is the president's not really acting inconsistently, though, and that's why I'm not surprised by it. His family's trying to suppress a book by his niece. So, you know, when people write things you don't want the public to know, you know, there are different ways to deal with it. One is to answer them factually, to say, well, here's where I disagree, here's where it's wrong, so on and so forth, whereas the Trump answer is try and find a way to suppress it altogether.
Well, in this circumstance, as often happens, when it's like telling a child, well, you can't do that, the child wants to do that. So we've talked about this book off and on this program since it came out, and I just kind of laugh about it's not my show's not this program's not a political show necessarily, but there's a lot of psychology involved, and when somebody tells you not to do something, it usually ends up backfiring, and so you've gotten a lot of help here. I will tell you, I find it an interesting read, and I've not always been a fan of yours either, but I wasn't being facetious when I said God love you for coming up with 500 pages, and because I was a former English teacher, I appreciated all the notes in the back of the book. It's well annotated and speaks to your probably law degree as well as anything else. Best of luck, Mr. Bolton. Thanks for being here. John Bolton on the DJB program at 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
She sounds like Aretha, but it's not Aretha. How about them apples? 23 and change after here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and you with another Jennifer. This is Jennifer Hudson, who transforms into Aretha. The new trailer is out for the picture Respect, the story of Aretha Franklin.
It's going to premiere. I can't think of anybody better to play Aretha Franklin.
I watched the trailer. I got goosebumps. She's really good.
Really?
Jennifer Hudson, I think, is so underrated. And I don't know if it's because she was with American Idol or what the deal was. But
well, she didn't win American Idol, did she? She didn't.
I don't know. But she, you know, some of the people that came from American Idol have, like, the stink of American Idol on them. It's weird. Some of them have benefited. Some of them...
She did win an Oscar, though, so it's not that stink.
But like the last few years, it seems like she just hasn't been doing all that much, so I'm glad to see she's doing this.
Well, the premiere of the film will be in December. Official trailer for the movie debuted during the BET Awards on Sunday with her cover of Respect playing as the trailer was on the air. Also in the film, Marlon Wayans, Audra McDonald, Forrest Whitaker. You can figure he show up. He shows up. He's such a great actor. There's something about his presence. It's so calming. Queen Latifah, who's in that new TV show that revives, but she's a woman. What's the name of the Enforcer?
It's something my grandfather used to watch.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It was one of those CBS shows.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. I think it's called The Enforcer. Mary J. Blige is in the movie as well. Prior to the trailer's debut, Hudson covered Franklin's Young, Gifted, and Black during the program. So,
this was amazing, too.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah. All right, you want to crank up Young, Gifted, and Black yourself. All right. That's something to look forward to. Up next, musically, a focus on Mary J. Blige, who is teamed up with Fano Winery to unveil Sun Goddess Wines, Jennifer. It's an exclusive collection.
Are you saying my name because of the wine or because of the sun goddess?
Well, maybe a little of both. Sun Goddess collection features an Italian Pinot Grigio Romano.
I did
pretty well on that. What'd I say?
I don't know. It came out. Pinot Grigio. Really? Yeah.
And then
like
Italian Sauvignon.
What's the Ramado part, Jen? I've never heard that tacked on to the end of Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio Ramado. I don't know.
R-A-M-A-T-O. Yeah, I've never
but
heard of
that. But you're a schmaltz. Yeah, you're supposed to know that stuff,
I
right?
I know everything. Oh, Ramado is a historical style of producing Pinot Grigio. So it's from Venezia. It's from Venice.
Really?
Nice.
Okay. The sun goddess name, inspired by Mary J. Blige's powerful childhood memories with her mother and an endless love for the warmth of the sun. Who doesn't have that? Mary J. says, quote, a dear friend introduced me to Marco Fentanyl, referring to him as the producer of the best Pinot Grigio in the world. After walking, what? What are you laughing at?
It's not Pinot. It's not Spanish. It's Pinot. Oh.
Tell me about the drugs I should take if I get the coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You have so much to say about the tour. You tell the rest of the story.
Hey, well, I think this is a good... First of all, I think this is a good price. The Sun Goddess Collection's $19.99 a bottle. That's a good price. Goes on sale on wine.com.
And both of you are winos, and I never touch this stuff, so I should have had you do the story from the beginning.
Yeah, well, it'll be available. Yeah, it'll be available in New York, New Jersey through wine.com, and then it'll be nationwide in August.
Really? What, wine.com is all strictly online? Can you get everything online?
This is on you, Victoria. You've got to try it. You've got to do the taste test for us.
I will. I totally will.
Yeah. Okay, I'm left out in the dark. I'm going to go back to drinking my grape juice. It's 28.
We're going to mix it down with some rum de vinegar.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
You might remember Dr. McCoy's tricorder from Star Trek. It's a small device that scanned patients. And that's the idea behind MedWand, winner of the CES Last Gadget Standing Contest. Developer Dr. Samir Kamar tells us how it works.
It's got three different modes. You can actually do a self-exam if you happen to be medically knowledgeable or have somebody in the family who does that. So you can do that and you can actually record all your own vitals, store them, forward them to whoever you'd like. It also has a live examination mode where I, say as a doctor, would actually examine you anywhere in the world in live time over the computer. And it also has an assist mode. So let's say a nurse is with a child in a daycare center. The nurse can put the device where she needs to or he needs to, and then the doctor in some other city can also provide supervision as well.
And the MedWand includes many diagnostics tools like an EKG, vital signs, and more. Head over to MedWand.com to learn more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Capitol Hill lawmakers want answers after U.S. intelligence found the Kremlin offered bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American troops. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says President Trump needs to take this seriously.
The president called this a hoax publicly. Nothing in the briefing that we have just received led me to believe it is a hoax.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel says he finds President Trump's denial that he knew anything about this to be baffling.
I mean, it comes into question the fact that a bounty put on American troops. If that isn't something to go crazy about, then I don't know what is.
The Democrats who were briefed by White House officials say the full Congress must be briefed by top intelligence officials. Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden says someone is derelict in their duties. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A judge in Atlanta set bail at $500,000 for a former police officer who's accused of murdering Rayshard Brooks. Garrett Rolfe appeared in court on video. He faces 11 charges, including felony murder. He could face life in prison without parole. His lawyers argued successfully that he was not a flight risk.
If he's not entitled to a bond, I don't know who is.
Outside of the jail, Blue Lives Matter supporters waited for his release. Florida prosecutors pushed a state appeals court to overturn last year's decision suppressing video of the owner of the New England Patriots inside of a massage parlor. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A South Florida appeals court has not made a decision in the prostitution case surrounding New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The 4th District Court of Appeals on Tuesday heard from attorney Jeffrey D'Souza representing the state of Florida.
These cases began when law enforcement working across several Florida counties learned that there was rampant prostitution occurring in local massage parlors.
D'Souza says 90% of people caught on hidden video at a Jupiter Day Spa in January 2019 were there to pay for sex acts. Meanwhile, Kraft's attorney Derek Schaefer says many innocent people were also captured on tape.
These cameras that were put into private massage rooms where patrons would be undressing as a matter of course, they recorded everything without interruption for 5 days straight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 half the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. There are a lot of things we have to grapple with every day. This is a strange universe that we live in. I don't know, one of the good things about having the ability to talk with different points of view is the respect that we have. It's something I'd like to see in the world. I'm hoping that we set a good example. Speaking of what's going on in the world, there's some news from China that has nothing to do with the virus. Victoria, you want to get this started?
Sure. This is something that we've been talking about here on our show for, I think, a while at least, digging into what the Chinese government is really up to behind closed doors and how they're treating certain populations within their citizens. And so the Muslim population, which is a minority, there are several Muslim minority populations within China, and they have been subjected to some of the worst human rights violations that second to gassing people that the Nazis did. This is what the Chinese government is doing to the Muslim minority populations. They are forcing a variety of methods of birth control measures, including forced abortions. If you have more than three children in your household, they're raiding and taking kids away unless you can pay a huge fine, which most of these people cannot afford. So the children are being taken away and put into detention camps. They're doing forced sterilization. And it's forced labor. Children are doing this. It's horrific. And so now the Chinese government is reportedly monitoring women and their families through police raids, pregnancy checks to curb the Muslim population, because the Chinese population has tapered off, but the Muslim population in the last, I think it was before 2015, the Muslim population was growing faster. And so obviously the Chinese government doesn't like that. They don't want the Muslims. They want
want any religion. Doesn't make any difference, but Muslims especially. But they don't want Christians. So they don't want anybody.
There's now, between 2015 and 2018, there's been a 60% decline in birth rates among the Uyghur, which is the population, the Muslim population that you probably heard the most about. They've gotten the most publicity, I guess is the word. And so it's just now the Chinese government naturally is calling it all fake news, saying that it's that they're not doing any of these things and blah, blah, blah. But it's a farce. Now, luckily, our country is acting appropriately, I think, in this. The Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act of 2020 passed through Congress overwhelmingly, had bipartisan support, not something that happens a lot these days. But everybody was behind this. It was signed into law. And this legislation actually sets into place a reporting system requiring the U.S. government to identify individuals who have committed torture, abduction, prolonged detention, other human rights violations against Uyghurs, and condemns the mass arbitrary detention of Uyghurs in general. There's no reason that these people need to be detained and put in prison camps. They're in concentration camps for no reason. This is just what the Chinese government wants to do. They have jailed approximately a million or more Uyghurs, which is the, like I said, it's a predominantly Muslim ethnic minority in China. And so it's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. And so Amnesty International, which is, as I told you guys, is a group I've belonged to since high school and have worked in more recent years with some of the leadership there, this is something that they have been pushing for a very long time, and I'm so happy that everybody came together in America and got behind this bill.
I would like to have you, Victoria, invite one of the reporters from Epoch Times to come and have a conversation with us about this, and in general about the unrest, something that's not being reported by the Western or Eastern, any news media, because they're in unfortunately some of them are in the pocket of Chinese businesses. So we're not getting the story about the unrest. It's close to civil war. The country is out of control, and the government doesn't know what to do.
Hong Kong is close to civil war, for sure.
Nothing like a virus to shut everybody down.
Well, but it's not only that, Jen. It's this whole business of since the virus, they've had the same impact to their... Remember, they've come of late. They're coming of age. Because of all the business there, to having a middle class. They've never had a middle class in China. Now they have one because of all of the business that's being done with the rest of the world and all the factories that are there. And so with the factories being closed down and with people out of work, they don't really have an unemployment scheme the way we do here. Pretty much people are fending for themselves. So the unrest that's traveling around the country is something they haven't seen since the 1940s. And so the government doesn't know what to do. We think that the China, and the government still, instead of trying to take care of its own people, this pretty much tells you what they're all about. They're not taking care of their own people. They don't give a damn. They want the power and control, the leadership of the Communist Party. And this is what so riles me about when I or somebody else may say, refer to the virus as Chinese. It's the government's plan to overtake, overcome, overwhelm the world, and they've used all the resources that they can find to money that we've obviously given them. They've gotten their strength from the West monetarily, so they're using that to screw over the West so that they can influence elections. They can screw with our the technology, do whatever they can to disrupt us by starting the trouble that they have. I'm convinced they're behind the upset, the negative. You know, it's time we do something for sure about the situation of the blacks and the police in this country, or policing in general. But the negative stuff that's coming out of the protests, I'm sure, is being in some way, shape, or form influenced or paid for with the Chinese communist money. So this is just in the country. There's such seething unrest over there. That's why I want to get this woman from the Epoch Times into our program so that we can get a report on how really bad it is there, because you're never going to get it from any of the Western sources. They just don't, you know.
There's a new documentary that Epoch Times is promoting that I believe they produced. It's called The Cover-Up of the Century, and it's all about what's going on in China. I'm very interested to watch that.
And so why is that? It should be obvious to everybody. The reason that it's being, whatever's going on in China is being covered up is because it's not in the best financial. Can you imagine some of the huge, think about the wealth that has been generated by people who invested early on in China. Some of the huge, the stretches of investment by the likes of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and these big, huge investment firms that bet big and made a lot of dough, made huge amounts of money investing in China. So now it's all getting, handed to them back, and they're getting it in spades back again. The negative side of this is people are getting creamed. Why people are going to gold. You see a lot of that. They hear a lot of that advertising on the radio. But anyway, let's see if we can't do something about bringing in information from China, because this is something that needs to be in our little corner of the world, something we can do something about, hopefully. The House of Representatives back in session, Jennifer? Are they back in Washington? I think they are, right?
No.
The House? So how did they approve the legislation to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state?
I believe they're doing voting from afar.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Why is everyone? I don't understand. What's the issue with this not be? I mean, it is the basis of our country: no taxation without representation. And Washington D.C. has had no representation. They have a person, a representative who can share an opinion, but there's no voting.
Show.
Well, but there's no. I think it's a woman, but there's no.
Holmes Norton. She's a horror show.
Okay. Well. Whatever. I don't think it's right that
it shouldn't be about her.
It should be
about the issue and not about her. She makes it about her. There have been a lot of people, especially the residents of D.C., who've been voting for statehood for years and years. I remember working there back in the 80s, and even then it was an issue. Yeah, we want to have statehood.
So what's the argument against it? I don't know what the argument against it is.
I'm trying to remember the arguments against it then.
Because Trump already said he would veto it. He said he's not for it. And
well, none of the
Mitch McConnell said he's not going to go anywhere with it either.
From the 80s to today, all presidents have been against it. And it just seems that for whatever the reason, they want to, because the feds control Washington, and they don't want to not control it. That's basically it. If it becomes a state, the federal government loses control over all of the assets and makes it more difficult. I'm guessing this is part of their thinking anyway, makes it more difficult for them to get stuff done. In this circumstance, they don't have to go to anybody to get approval to build a building, to do, change the roadway, whatever they want to do, they do, because they are in charge. It's their buck. What is it, the golden rule?
Well, I think a lot of people say that you have to change. I think a lot of people think that you have to change the Constitution to make D.C. a state. And so that is probably.
I don't think you do, though.
They say that, I guess it because it, the House bill shrinks the size of the area around the National Mall. It's all about the geographic size of it. Mm-hmm. So basically, they would have to shrink the size of D.C. to make it... to not change the Constitution, but geographically, you'd have to change the size of the district to make it fit within the constitutional rights to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen anyway. But what else is going on in Washington? The Supreme Court has struck down the Louisiana abortion law. It was a vote of 5-4, striking down a law that would have left the state with one abortion provider. What's the origin of this? And why would it have gotten to this house? Dr. Jack Stockwell and his portion.
Good one.
Thank you. Of our podcast every week. Get the information that you're seeking from two different sources at Good Day Health Show, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 1 in 6 Americans get sick by consuming contaminated foods and beverages every year. Salmonella is one culprit.
Each year in the United States, over 1 million people get sick from salmonella infection, and somewhere between 300 and 400 people will actually end up dying from it. So it is a serious condition and something that is relatively common.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Nipuni Rajapakse says young children, the elderly, and people with a suppressed immune system are particularly at risk.
And so any time that you're eating food that has not been heated to a high enough temperature to kill off the salmonella bacteria, you run the risk of getting infected with this if you ingest it.
Besides cooking things like meat and eggs thoroughly, Dr. Rajapakse reminds us to also be very careful during food preparation to avoid contamination between your meat and things like fruit, vegetables, and salad. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
C
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Uri Geller joins us from his home in Old Jaffa, which is next to Tel Aviv in Israel. One of the things you said early on when you and I were talking, I'm sure you'll remember this, I asked you, and I think it was on the air, but who knows? Sometimes our conversations off the air boil into what we're doing on the air. I remember you said to me that during the summer months, there will be much unrest in America. Do you remember that conversation?
I absolutely remember that. Okay. I don't know whether I predicted the upheaval that is happening now in the United States, but I definitely, intuitively, I felt that something will happen.
All right. Well, something is happening, and this is it isn't necessarily about me patting you on the back for fulfillment of how good your psychic abilities are, but when you look around at the disruption, and at first it seemed it would be caused in part by the virus, I have a different theory. I believe all of the upset is being created by the communist Chinese. What do you think of that?
We spoke about the virus. I had this conspiracy theory. And you know, conspiracy theories don't mean that it's not true. Do you understand?
Of course. It's a very
Exactly. It's a very far-out theory that this virus was manufactured in a military laboratory outside Wuhan, intentionally released to the world, intentionally sent to Iran to arm their bacteriological warfare coffers. Somehow it got out of hand in the airport in Milan, where that individual, infected individual, changed the plane to Tehran. That's why the outbreak in Italy was so severe and in Iran so severe. And I think this is a thinking entity. Now, this is going into a bit of science fiction, but I really believe that the antennas that we see on the virus is manufactured in such a way that, you know, they can control this virus. Again, this is crazy, but today with quantum mechanics and quantum entanglement, if you master those two topics that I just mentioned, you can master a virus too. This is just incredible, but there is definitely, I mean, even as we speak, NSA, National Security Agency, and CIA, and other secret departments around the world are taking this notion seriously. And, yeah, this is not, well, maybe the virus is derived from a bat or a snake, but it was cultured and cultivated and created in a laboratory. Now, the unrest, maybe you are correct, and there is a connection. There is a connection here. It's too surrealistically coincidental. I mean, the synchronicity of this happening at the same time as the coronavirus is invading the world is just far out. And I think you agree with me, Doug.
And that's why I laid it on you right now, the DJV program. I've not been reluctant at all to say that all of the problem, look at the political unrest that we have going on and the things in the political parties, the unrest about voting. All of these things are being engineered in a way that only the Chinese could do. They're behind all of this misappropriation.
Well, let me reveal something else in the few seconds we still have, that the Chinese managed to also master superhumans with the ability to read anyone's mind. This is a fact that will happen probably in 2030, but they can do it now. They can master superhumans, I call them, to communicate just with our brains, and they could be now walking in America. It's a matter of time. It's a chip implanted inside your brain, and you're connected to a mothership of a supercomputer, artificial intelligence. This is, I know it sounds like I took it out of an Arthur C. Clarke movie, like 2001 Space Odyssey, but it is a possibility. We'll talk about this next week. God bless you all, and a big hug from me.
Check out Uri's museum, urigellermuseum.com. Fabulous new museum being built in Tel Aviv, urigellermuseum.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.